Welcome to Double Take with Matt and Jake. This is Jake, joined by Matt, as always. Today's Wednesday, December 6th. A lot of good stuff, a lot of NFL action. I feel like everyone's talked about the college football playoff, but we'll probably have to bring that up as well. You know, since we spent the last 2 weeks talking about how Florida State was going to get screwed and it happened.
Right.
And we'll just kind of see what happens.
Yeah, should be a good one.
Before we get into that, let's start off with two things I keep forgetting to start off with. If you haven't subscribed, please do so. 5-star review, all that good jazz. MJ Double Take on all social medias. And the ick of the week.
Got to do the ick of the week. I'm ready to go. I believe you said this was a good one.
I think it's pretty funny. So last week was the thought of them being the egg and crack the egg.
Oh, yeah.
This one, in a way, they have less control over than that. The barber turning them around in the chair.
Ah.
Because that is something that actually does happen, and they zero control over it.
Yeah.
Well, but it's a no-go.
You just plant your feet in the ground like a tree and stand there.
Just say no, thank you.
Exactly.
Now, the next one I actually kind of get next week's. But,
okay, so I'll look forward
to it. So, fellas, don't let the barber turn you around.
Yes, you turn yourself. Gosh darn it.
Okay, let's talk. Let's just start with Florida State, and then we'll do the NFL stuff. Because I don't know how much new we'll have to add, but we knew that was going to happen.
We did.
Right? We talked about it.
Yeah.
I am empathetic to Florida State and Florida State fans. There is a clause in the rules that say the committee can account for an injury of a key player.
Uh-huh.
It's never had to be used before.
Right.
People are saying they've never used it before. There's never been a situation to use it.
I agree with that, yeah.
They looked bad against Florida State, bad against Florida, who's awful, bad against Louisville. Defense against Louisville is very impressive. The offense couldn't do a darn thing. It's just not the same team, and it sucks. And you know what bugs me? You know why I hate politicians?
Tell me.
Like, every time something happens, they, like, write a bill or something. Like, Governor DeSantis is, like, trying to sue the College Football Playoff Committee.
Yeah.
Like, don't you have better things to do?
That happens all the time. Yeah.
I think
it is Florida, you know, Central Florida declaring themselves.
I was actually thinking that, like, the state of Florida is really starting to bug me because UCF is top. For fan base, I don't have a relation to, top one, for sure. But definitely in the top, like, three of, like, most. What's the word I'm looking for? Delusional?
Yeah.
Delusional, just unrational fan bases out there.
Yeah. Now here's the thing. I've been thinking about this, and I do, you know, last week, I agreed with you, not in the sense like I thought Florida State should have gotten in, but that the committee had done what they've said to do, which is to pick the best teams. But I've been thinking about it, and I don't think that there's any case you can make for Alabama to be in. I think there's zero case. And here's what it is. Because we always say it's not about earning your spot, it's about being one of the best teams, right? That's not true. Because they put so much weight on conference champions. They bumped TCU down to 6. Texas is in there because they're the conference champion. Alabama is in there because they're the conference champion, right?
2014 TCU,
yeah. Of course. Not a couple of years ago. So, but that's the thing. They're saying, well, these are the best teams, right? If you really want the best teams, if you're really going to get the four best teams, you probably know who I'm going to say at this point, but Ohio State.
I thought you were going to say Georgia.
Well, that would be another one, right? Right. You could think about Georgia, but Ohio State, their only loss was by one touchdown to Michigan, who's the number one seed.
So right? Would you take over Alabama?
Oh, for sure. If you're going for the best teams.
Well, Texas or Alabama's only loss was the number three team.
Okay, well, that's not as good as the only loss. Well, no,
it's not like a definite. Oh, also, I don't like Kyle McCord. I don't know how you feel about him.
Oh, yeah. That's hilarious. That was another thing I wanted to talk about. But yeah, but do you see what I mean? If you're going for the best team, you have to pick Ohio State. If you're going for who earned it, you have to pick Florida.
Ohio State over Georgia.
Yeah.
where would your rankings be then? Where would you best teams? What's your order?
Best teams, I would say Michigan. I think if it's best teams and you're really not looking at the record, if it's just who you think is the best.
They could have five losses. Who do you think is the best?
I think Michigan, Ohio State, Washington. And I think following that logic, you'd almost say Oregon.
You said Washington?
I said Washington.
Okay, good. I was going to say, you got Washington beat Oregon twice. Okay.
Yeah.
You don't like Texas?
Not as much as Ohio State.
Texas?
I would put Texas in ahead of both Alabama and Georgia.
Now, this is going to help the Alabama argument, but Texas went into Tuscaloosa 1-10.
Mm-hmm.
They had a one loss that they should have won in the Oklahoma game. They kind of not blew that, but they had three turnovers. First quarter was super fluky.
Yeah.
Oklahoma needed a game-winning touchdown drive at the end of the game to win that.
No, no, you're right. You put in Texas ahead of Oregon there.
But if you think Oregon's better.
No, I don't think. That was just kind
of. I'm not sure Oregon would lose to Texas.
It was just because I was spitballing, you know. I think. But, you know, I think it's one of those. I think you put those two teams ahead of Alabama and Georgia.
Okay. Now, I think Georgia would beat. I have Ohio State 7th in my rankings.
7th.
So I had the top four exactly how the committee did. And then Georgia.
And this is who you think is best, not who you think.
Yeah, these are who I think are the best teams.
Yeah.
Like, I do my 25. Who do I think would win?
Uh-huh.
So I had Michigan, Washington, Texas, Bama. That's what I had.
Mm-hmm.
I had Georgia 5, Oregon 6, Ohio State 7. I had Florida State 8th.
Yeah.
I think they'd beat Missouri, and I think they'd beat Ole Miss.
Right.
Who I had 9 and 10.
I think they would, too.
And then they obviously beat LSU, who I have 11th.
Yeah.
You don't think Georgia would beat Ohio State? You think Ohio State would win? Colin McCord's the worst quarterback out of anybody we're talking about that's not Florida State's backup.
That's true. Yeah, and the quarterback is a problem. He does have the best receiver in the country. And I think if you're
That's what's sad, is he has the best receiver.
Yeah, it's just, I think by every, you know, like, advanced metric, Ohio State is better than Georgia. And Georgia is like, they're still Georgia, but they're not the Georgia they've been for the last 2 or 3 years. Like, they're just not.
No. No, they're not Georgia from last year that won the national championship game 65-7. And I don't think, like, I picked Bama to at least cover. I picked Bama at the start of the year to win the SEC. So it's not like I'm all in on Georgia.
Yeah. Like, I think Georgia playing Michigan loses by more than Ohio State would.
I will say it's kind of crazy that all the debate, we didn't even discuss Ohio State.
Right.
I felt like they should have been brought up.
Yeah, someone mentioned them. Yeah. See, but that's my point.
Because people were talking about Georgia.
That's my point, though, because in reality, I wouldn't put Ohio State in at all because they didn't earn it. But if you just say that it's not about earning it, it's about the best teams, that logic just falls apart for me.
So you don't – okay, so you know Alabama. What would you have done with, like, the committee's logic where it's not really the best, even though that's what they say?
If it's not who's really the best, then you have to put in an undefeated conference champion who played two SEC teams in their out-of-conference schedule.
Even with the quarterback?
Even with the quarterback.
See, I just couldn't – that was my only thing. I just couldn't watch those last two Florida State games and think, yeah, this is a good product. This is what's going to work.
Mm-hmm.
I just couldn't get past that.
Yeah.
That was my only thing. I understand why they're mad. I don't understand why DeSantis is suing. I think you should spend a little more time taking care of his state. Same thing with UCF in 2017. Or really any lawmaker. Like, just no one likes – just do your job that we're overpaying you for.
I will say, as far as things that constituents care about – I think they very much care about Florida State going to the playoff.
That's all it is, right? It's just a thing to make people care about, like, voting for them.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's stupid.
Absolutely.
I think politics are literally the dumbest thing in the world.
Yeah. Well, next year's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah, there's an election next year, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, crap. I keep getting texts from, like, Nikki Haley's whatever. Like, probably – I've gotten probably 3 or 4 this week.
And, you can't,
and I keep blocking them. They keep giving like new numbers coming in.
Yeah, that's annoying.
Not voting for her is because she's the South Carolina one, right?
I refuse to pay attention to who the candidates are until we get closer.
Well, I actually strike that. There was a lady from Iowa who went to Stanford, but was cheering for Iowa in the Rose Bowl because the Iowa caucus was coming up.
Right.
Like, that is the fastest way to lose my vote. You go down with the ship with your team. And the people from Iowa, I think, would have respected you more if you would have cheered for your alma mater.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Flip-flopping, lazy. I don't even remember her name.
I do remember that happening, yeah.
Okay, so you're an Ohio State fan. Colin McCord, transfer portal.
I'm not an Ohio State fan.
You think they should have gotten in?
I think they should have got in if your logic is for the four best teams. But I think that's a stupid way to do it. I think you have to do it by who earns it.
Well, what shouldn't have happened, and this is something everyone agrees on, if Florida State's not at four, then they're not at five. The committee had them at five.
Right.
They had Alabama, Florida State, Georgia. That's either put them at nine or put them at four.
Yeah, you can't win your conference championship and drop a spot.
But, like, there's no way the committee thinks they're in between Alabama and Georgia.
Yes, yeah. No, that's so dumb.
Like, that was absurd. Yeah. Like, that just shows, like, I think the top four should just be literally 1 through 25 and whoever the four happen to be. I don't think it should be, like, who are the four and then 5 through 25. It should be 1 through 25.
Yeah. If your mission is to find the four best teams, that's what it should be for sure.
That's what I think it should be.
Yeah.
I would be – well, the people in the – I keep saying they don't know what they're doing, but other than 2014, I've agreed with every single year they've done it. So they must be doing something right, in my opinion.
In your opinion.
No one else is, but I actually – other than 2014, I truly think they've gotten it right every single year.
Yeah, well, I think – The way that they are trying to, I think they're getting it right by their own metric, but I think their metric is dumb, and I don't like it.
I just think Alabama would beat Florida State.
Yeah. Do you think Ohio State would beat Alabama?
I don't with Colin McCord.
Okay. Well, I do. So.
Okay. Transfer portal Colin McCord, by the way. Because he knows he's not throwing a Marvin Harrison next year.
Right. That's
so he doesn't want a bunch of Ohio State fans mad at him.
Yeah.
He also, he didn't blow the Michigan game, but he did have two pretty bad picks that didn't really help.
Yeah.
I think he held them back all year.
Yeah. No, I think, you've been, I think, higher on Michigan and lower than Ohio State than most pundits the whole year.
You know what's crazy, though? I started with Ohio State at, like, 14.
Uh-huh.
But their defense was so good, I had to move them up.
Right.
And I think they did. I can see where I had them before they lost to Michigan. But I think I had them in the top five or six. Probably, like, six or so, which I know is lower than everybody else. But I was willing to watch them and recognize, like, the team is really good. It's just the worst player having to be the quarterback.
Yeah. Well, no, and that's kind of my thing. Another thing with Florida State is we spent so much time talking about the quarterback. They've got a great defense.
Yeah, Jeff Brohm and Louisville are a really good offense.
You know, so
Florida State shut them down.
So, like, I think that defense is, like, is it enough to win them the national championship? Probably not. Is it enough to keep them in their semifinal game, if nothing else? I think for
well,
sure.
Well, Iowa had a good defense and a bad offense, and Michigan housed them.
Yeah, but Florida State's offense with basically anybody, a quarterback is better than Iowa's offense.
Yeah, but I mean, they look pretty bad against Florida.
Yeah,
like, I know it's better, but I think Michigan would have destroyed them.
Yeah,
with the backup.
Yeah, yeah, because they would have been the four seed.
And I've even said, or even if it's third seed, Washington. I think that Washington's going to score on anybody.
Yeah,
they beat Oregon twice, who we all think is fantastic.
Right.
Yeah. I think there's still people who think Oregon's better than Washington.
Yeah, I think y'all.
I'm not one of them. I was before the Pac-12 championship game.
Yeah, if you beat them twice, then it's just you're a better team.
Yeah, and one of them's on the neutral site.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's the thing. New Year's Six Bowls kind of suck because everyone's going to the NFL. Like, any bowl game that's not a playoff game,
yeah, who cares? It's just why. Yeah, if it's not going to be, it's just going to be a bunch of random dudes.
Yeah.
So, speaking of, this is not New Year's Six. We can come back to that. But Bryson Barnes, also in the transfer portal.
Everybody's in the transfer portal.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know where he thinks he's going to go. I don't know if he watched his own film or not.
Yeah. How did they set up this transfer portal system that just the bowl games don't... Like, if you want people to watch the bowl games, then
people have to play in the bowl games.
Yeah. It's honestly kind of like the JV games. It's a bunch of freshmen and stuff
playing. Right, yeah. Yeah.
And, like, the coaches are gone a lot of the time, too, because with the early signing day, you got to fire a coach. Like, literally, so Tulane's coach went to Houston. During the game, it was, like, announced that he was leaving. The ACC or right. American Championship.
Yeah.
Literally during the game, a game that he lost. Like, just with everything, it just keeps getting moved up. I like the idea of the early signing day, but now that it's actually in practice, let's keep it at normal. Let's not have coaches leaving literally in the middle of the season. Jonathan Smith left the day after he lost to Oregon. Like, let's just focus on your team. Worry about it in the offseason. I know it's never going to happen, but...
Right. Now, you understand the kind of history and why this is progressing this way better than me. How much of people not wanting to play in the games, how much of that is related to the playoff and maybe minimizing the importance of the New Year's Six games, and how much of that is just kind of this push for players to not get injured while they're playing for free and screw up their money in the NFL?
Well, I think... Like, one of the first ones I really remember doing it was, like, Christian McCaffrey. It used to just be, like, big name guys.
Yeah.
And it was just to avoid injury going to the NFL draft. And now, just with, like, the transfer portal and everyone, like, now everyone who's going to the NFL draft doesn't play for the most part.
Right.
So it's just kind of been, it's just much more accepted now, I think.
Yeah.
And also, bowl games, like, the Rose Bowl game and the Sugar Bowl used to, like, really matter. But now it just means, oh, we didn't make the playoff.
Right.
Where before it, like, was a massive deal if you won the Fiesta Bowl.
Yeah.
Now, I think Bo Nix is actually playing just because he loves college football. And good for him.
Yeah.
But most people, like, don't play in those bowl games.
Yeah.
Also, Oregon Liberty, first of all, the Orange Bowl, neither Georgia or Florida State want to be there. Did you see the picture of Kirby Smart and Mike Norvell in the Zoom for that?
No, I didn't see that.
They were both just so upset. Like, none of the players want to be there. Like, what a terrible game that is.
Yeah.
And, like, the Fiesta Bowl, I'm glad Bo Nix is playing. I think Oregon will actually put on a decent show. But we could have got Oregon-Georgia rematch of that game where Georgia blew him out last year.
Yeah, that would have been
awesome.
Yeah. Well, and the other, it feels like a letdown because Georgia hates Florida so much, and I just don't think they care about Florida State.
No, I don't think it crosses their mind. Yeah. Just because they never play each other.
Right.
And Ohio State, McCord's in the transfer portal, so we might get to see Devin Brown, Corner Canyon kid. I'm sure Marvin Harrison's not playing. I don't know if he's announced that yet, but I don't think there's any way that he plays.
Yeah, why would he?
And then Julian Fleming, I think, is in the transfer portal for Ohio State. I wouldn't be – like, I think Ohio State could be, like, down to their, like, fifth and sixth string receivers just because they're all either going to the NFL or transferring. And then they lose a game. The fan base gets mad or, like, it goes on the coach's record. But can it at this point?
Yeah, it's like a bunch of dudes who – they're not getting reps in practice.
What's Ryan Day supposed to do?
Yeah. I don't know.
Did you see Bronco Mendenhall's going to New Mexico?
That was the other one I wanted to talk about. That's so...
What a downgrade.
Weird. I mean, I guess he just... Like clearly, he took his break. He's like, all right, I feel good. Want to get back into college football. It's so... Like, wouldn't you think there's got to be some program that if he's like, hey, you could hire him if you wanted to, that they would want him?
Well, James Madison, I don't know if they've hired anybody, but they're in Virginia, where Bronco just was. I don't know if he's still living there.
Right.
Virginia might take him. BYU might take him back, honestly. They didn't fire their coach, but...
Yeah, but I mean, I think the fans would not be happy about it. I think it would be a good thing. And I like Kalani. I think Kalani's a really good
super
coach.
Super nice guy.
But just, yeah, Bronco... That's going to be really interesting with that New Mexico program.
I saw a BYU fan on Twitter, and he was like, give me one reason why we shouldn't hire – like, we shouldn't fire Kalani Sitake, and you can't bring up recruiting or who else would we hire. It's like, well, you can't leave out the two biggest reasons for keeping him.
Yeah.
Like, that's – who else are you going to get? That is a very important part of the argument.
That's the biggest – that's such a big question.
Especially BYU where they have to be Mormon.
Yeah.
You can't just say, don't tell me who else are we going to hire.
The list is so small.
It literally is. I can't think of anyone besides Bronco and Kenya Tolomo or whatever.
And I think there's a good chance that Neil Mattalolo is done off coaching. So.
Morgan Scalley's not going to BYU.
No, he is not.
He hates BYU more than anyone I'm aware of hates any program.
Which is crazy, because we've met a lot of people that hate BYU.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, he's not doing that.
I didn't get into it with a New Mexico fan yesterday, but I think with Pete Thamel, I tweeted, like, below the Bronco announcements, like, you either die a hero or live long enough to become the villain.
Uh-huh.
And then some New Mexico fan was like, well, are we even rivals? We don't really play you anymore. And I was like, well, I don't like you guys. Like,
oh, that's funny.
Yeah. I don't know what to say. I don't know how he feels, but I hate New Mexico.
I
and Boise State and San Diego State.
I mean, I don't hate New Mexico. Like I don't remember the only real game I remember with New Mexico is they beat BYU twice in the Jimmer years, which was annoying. But and then the girl who kept pulling the ponytails and kicking all the BYU soccer players.
Screw her.
Yeah. So that was but that was like, that didn't even feel like a team thing. It's like, okay, this is just a you situation. A
crazy
to
person.
Me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Bronco went to Oregon State. They hired I think it was the defensive coordinator. They just promoted him. Yeah. I think he would have been really good at Oregon State.
I think he would have alma mater. Done great there, yeah.
Yeah, no, that would have been fantastic.
So, interesting. Yeah, so I don't know. Yeah, maybe he's in New Mexico a couple years, and then, I don't know, Oregon State opens back up. Oregon could open up.
And you liked Albuquerque more than me.
I thought Albuquerque was nice.
It might be...
And by when I say nice, it had nice food.
It might be my least favorite city I've been to. Not like any town in the world, but like something that's actually like a city and has a university or like a major something there.
Yeah, we didn't see the campus there, did we?
No, we didn't. I think we just wanted to get out of there.
Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, I'm not trying to move there, but I thought there was a lot of nice stuff.
Santa Fe and Taos were cool.
Yeah, those were definitely more unique, interesting cities to be in. That's for sure.
For sure. Well, I think I've trashed on New Mexico long enough. Should we talk about the NFL?
Let's talk about the NFL.
So, the 49ers look very good.
They do look really good. Look very, very
good. They look fantastic. Brock Purdy had a 147 passer rating, 4 touchdowns. At least 2 of them he had, like, half of an air yard on.
Yeah.
Just throwing screens to Debo.
Right. Yeah, man. We got to...
Who had three of those touchdowns was Debo. What a game. I mean, I was happy. I was trying not to celebrate too much.
I could tell. Yeah, I could tell. Oh, yeah, man. It just, clear. And it was just kind of in the middle. It's like just, oh, we are not good enough at linebacker was one problem.
Yeah, so, well, it's a position that you got to, there's going to be some positions you value more than others.
Yeah.
Roseman's chosen to value linebacker probably last.
Yeah. Which is, I think. Of the defensive positions, if we're investing in defensive line and cornerbacks, then and we're not super investing in cornerbacks, but
a little bit more with like slaying stuff.
Yeah,
it's just one of the things I've said is like the fastest way for a season to get derailed. Sorry, hiccups, is injuries at multiple positions, and especially when you have injuries at multiple positions that you already were investing the least amount of resources into.
Yeah,
you're just gonna not be good there.
What happened to that that Colts linebacker who was picking between the Eagles and the Cowboys? He signed anywhere yet?
He signed with the Eagles.
Okay.
I don't think he can cover Debo Samuel.
Yeah.
But.
And I know there's like a 70% chance that he's still hurt.
But, yeah. But he did sign with the Eagles.
So that's something.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
I still don't think Brock should be the MVP. I know every 49ers fan thinks he should be the MVP. But like we saw what it was like without Debo and Trent Williams.
Yeah.
And it wasn't very good.
Yeah.
And so, I love Brock. I think he's fantastic.
Yeah, but if you're giving it to a 49ers player, I feel like McCaffrey's a good option.
I think Trent Williams is a good option. Yeah. McCaffrey's also a good option.
Uh-huh.
I think Debo's a good option.
Yeah.
Last year, I think Nick Bosa had a better argument just because the defensive line is so much better this year.
Right.
Where it's one of those things, like, how much I think it should be who added the most value.
Yeah.
Like, that's why I thought Dame in Portland added more value than some of the other guys who won it in the past.
Yes. Yeah.
I think Tyreek Hill might be, or A.J. Brown, but maybe Tyreek Hill. He's doing unbelievable things.
Yeah. No, he's incredible. Yeah, I mean, I don't watch him as much as A.J. Brown, obviously, but his stats are
A.J. crazy. Brown is so good this year.
So strong. So big and strong.
He's
crazy.
A.J., yeah, I think I think Tyreek would get my vote for MVP, but I think in a lot of ways AJ Brown's been the best receiver in the league as well. Definitely those are the top two for me. But like, what quarterback is – it has to take a lot for a quarterback not to win, but what quarterback would you vote for?
Yeah, I
think
mean,
people think Dak.
What?
I'm just telling you what people think.
I would give it to Brock Purdy a long time before I would give it to Dak.
Okay. Is that because you don't like the Cowboys?
That's not why I would say it. But, I mean, like, it clearly, I think, for quarterback, I think you have to go Jalen Hurts. I don't think there's anybody else you would consider besides Jalen Hurts. I'd be interested. I mean, I haven't watched a ton of the Ravens. But I just haven't heard a lot of people talking about Lamar Jackson.
Their defense is like the best in the league, I think. Yeah. Right.
So I just said, Jalen, I think, is just he's taking advantage of A.J. Brown, but it's not just A.J. Brown. Devonta Smith had a lot of really good catches against the Niners last week. And then obviously, you know, and we've seen there's been so many teams in fourth and one that don't run quarterback sneaks. Even though they're allowed to do the pushes, the reason they're doing that and it's an unstoppable play is because Jalen is the strongest quarterback in the NFL. And I know like quarterback sneaks is a weird thing to talk about in MVP discussions, but in terms of third and fourth down conversions, which are the most important play in football, he's the best at that maybe ever.
Yeah. What about, who was I thinking of? Oh, I was coach of the year, not MVP. Because I was seeing like teams like that have been kind of overperforming. And I wouldn't give it to Matt Stafford, but Sean McVay, coach of the year. The Rams, we all thought the Rams were going to be terrible.
Yeah. Haven't had a draft pick in 4 years.
Beat the Seahawks twice.
Mm-hmm.
I was there the first game in Seattle, and I hate the Rams as much as anybody.
Yes.
But Sean McVay's done a fantastic job. Like, I think with roster expectations.
Yeah, I feel like people kind of forgot that he's a good coach.
Yeah. Is Steichen the one who went to the Colts, or is he the one who went to the Cardinals? Or is Gannon the one who went to the Cardinals, the Eagles assistant?
I believe Gannon, yes.
He's also the Cardinal. I know they like 2-something or whatever, but they've been feisty all year.
Yeah. Yeah. They've been good. Colts, I think, have been a lot better than people have expected. Another Eagles assistant.
Yeah. Colts, playoff bound Colts as of right now, the crazy. 7th seed.
Yeah, with Gardner Minshew.
And then Houston at 7-5 is, so there's 4 teams at 7-5. The Colts are one of them. 1-2, and then another 3 teams at 6-6. So from 5 to 11 are all separated by one game in the AFC.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, let's look at that playoff picture. It's getting harder and harder for me not to think Baltimore is going to represent the AFC. Just because Miami, their 3 losses have been against, like, good teams. I just want to see them beat somebody like Kansas City. I mean, even Buffalo. Buffalo destroyed them in Buffalo.
Yeah, sorry. I'm just trying to pull up these, see these records kind of right next to each other. But who destroyed Buffalo, excuse me?
They destroyed Miami.
Oh, yeah.
Like
week
3 or 4, something like that.
Right, yeah. People kind of, ripped them off a little bit. But, yeah, definitely still in the picture. I don't know. And, the Bengals, against all odds, they're still 6-6. I feel less confident about them than the Bills.
Well, the Jags just lost their quarterback. Sounds like he has a high ankle sprain, which is at least a few weeks. So they're 8-4. Yeah, I don't really trust the Bills, but... I don't trust Denver still. I think Houston and Cleveland's playing with Joe Flacco. What is going on? It's crazy. The NFC or the AFC we thought was like by far the best quarterback, and the top 3 teams still have him. But we got C.J. Beathard, Mitch Trubisky, Joe Flacco, Gardner Minshew, who's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
Good serviceable back. Good plus backup.
Like Gardner.
C.J. Stroud's good.
Yeah.
Russell Wilson is fool's gold. I think his numbers are better than what he's been playing if we're actually watching it. Jake Browning. Josh Allen, most turnover-prone quarterback in the NFL. Not a lot of good quarterbacks in the AFC. If we flip to the NFC, not a dissimilar story, but Jalen Hurts, Brock Purdy, Jared Goff, and Dak, those are just the ones, four of the ones in the playoff, I think are, well, I don't know, because AFC has Mahomes and Lamar, and the top's still good, but it's a quick drop-off in both conferences.
Yeah, definitely.
Because in the AFC, you got Desmond Ridder, Josh Dobbs, Jordan Love, who had a rough stretch for like a month, but actually has been pretty good.
Yeah.
And then the Rams, tied, so Minnesota, Green Bay, Rams, and Seattle, all 6-6. Rams have been playing really good. Now, they do play Baltimore this week. The Niners play the Seahawks. So, both those teams will probably be 6-7. But you never know. You never know. It'd be kind of fun if the Rams got in, but they have to play Baltimore. They play us at the end of the year as well. So, those are at least two more losses that they're going to have on their schedule.
Yeah. It really is. There's just so many teams at 6-6. And, like, if you allow 5-7 is behind pace, but certainly, you know, within striking distance, there's really only four teams in the NFC and, like, two in the AFC that I would – I guess three in the AFC that you would count as, like, eliminated.
So, yeah, New England, Tennessee, and the Jets. I'd put Vegas in there.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, just by record, they're 5-7. I don't think there's any chance that Vegas is going to make it.
Oh, okay, just by record. Yeah. Well, apparently this Sunday was the first one that Carolina was officially eliminated.
Yeah.
Where did that come from? Like, I thought they would have been officially eliminated like week 7. I didn't. Right. Why did it take so long? I guess the whole like Atlanta's 6-6 and they're the division leader, so that's probably why.
Yeah. So that's the thing is like you could catch.
If they were in Philly's division, they probably would have been eliminated like week 8 or something like
right,
that.
Right, yeah.
Then, so, playoff picture in the NFC, Philadelphia, San Francisco, Detroit, Atlanta, wild cards, Dallas, Minnesota, Green Bay. Dallas plays Philly this week. If Dallas wins, technically speaking, at that time, Dallas will have the tiebreaker, but that's just because Philly hasn't played as many division games as Dallas. Right.
Uh-huh.
Let's just assume they both sweep Washington and the Giants, which I think is pretty fair expectation.
Yeah.
Philly will have a better conference record, so Philly would be the one seed in that scenario.
Over the 49ers? Oh,
no. In that scenario, you're right. The Niners would be, assuming the Niners don't lose again, they do have to play the Ravens. So the Niners need Philly to lose to Dallas. Well, really twice.
Yeah.
Really two more times, but probably to Dallas and Philadelphia.
Yeah.
I don't know what has to happen with Detroit. I feel pretty confident about Philly getting the one seed still.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, that the 49ers game showed, you know, the linebacker problem, which I haven't talked about a lot less. The red zone thing, I know we're the best red zone team in the NFL, but it does concern me against better defenses that we haven't done better there. And I think that is the reason the 49ers are able to blow the gates open. But I don't think that's a problem against the Giants and even the Seahawks, who are a pretty good team. So yeah, we've got good odds. Does that mean we're going to go to the Super Bowl? I think we got to fix some things first.
Much better. I don't know what odds are, but much better shot if you get the one seed, obviously.
Yeah.
Now, let's go to the AFC. So, Miami and Baltimore, 9-3. Kansas City's 8-4. Jacksonville's also 8-4. I don't feel good about them without Trevor Lawrence, obviously. I don't know the tiebreaker scenarios as well in the AFC just because I'm more dialed in on the Niners. I would assume Baltimore gets it, though. It's getting harder and harder for me to ignore Kansas City's receiver issues and not want to lean Baltimore. Even until the Joe Burrow injury, I thought Cincinnati was going to be fine and come back. The Joe Burrow injury kind of screwed that, though.
Right.
Baltimore looks fantastic.
Yeah. Well, and especially, you know, with that defense, that's when the receiver issues are going to become a problem, with people just not being open. Because when it was the line in the Super Bowl, I know that they lost, but Mahomes was still able to figure out how to do things. But if people aren't catching the ball, then it doesn't matter how much he runs around or how far sideways he's bent as he's throwing the ball.
And they can't create separation either.
Yeah.
Like, other than Travis Kelce, like, he doesn't have anyone to throw to, really. Right. Like, the pass interference play against Green Bay on Monday night, the defender got there early, but also he was just throwing it up and hoping for something to happen. The defender was right on top of the guy.
Yeah.
So, We'll see. But it's also hard to bet against Patrick Mahomes.
It is. Yeah. No, I don't want to do it for sure. Yeah. But no, you're right. I think Baltimore looks good. The Dolphins is just, you know, I'd really like to see them beat like a really good team, which I don't know if they're going to have the opportunity the rest of the year. So yeah, that is going to be, yet I would love to see Miami and Baltimore play in the playoffs. I think that'd be a lot of fun.
I think, obviously, I think Eagle Niners is the best matchup in the NFC.
For sure.
In the AFC, yeah, probably those teams, some sort of Baltimore, Miami, Kansas City. Because the Kansas City-Miami game was good, so a rematch of that.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and then, yeah, obviously with Tyreek Hill and, you know, I believe a couple other Kansas City people over in Miami. I think that would be a lot of fun for that reason, too.
Are you ready for the top five?
I am ready for the top five.
So I am 4-1 against you. It's a tough one. So here's how we're doing it. This is the top five. It's more really the first five.
Yeah.
Super Bowl winners.
First five Super Bowl winners.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, here's format. Five guesses. You get three strikes. So really eight guesses.
Yeah.
There are repeats or multiple winners. Mm-hmm. So you have to guess, say, like, that team twice.
Okay.
So you can't say one team and count it for three wins or whatever.
Okay, yeah. No, that's fair.
Yeah.
Okay. So, number one, Green Bay Packers.
Yep.
Number two, Green Bay Packers.
Yep.
Number three, New York Jets.
Yep. I talk about that a lot. I feel like the Jets.
And I don't know. I didn't know for that reason. I just, you know, Broadway Joe, that's a big thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I know I sounded confident in those first three. Now I have no idea. I'm going to say I feel like the Colts.
I don't know how to say yes or no.
Did they win like the National Football Conference?
I need the full name of the team.
Oh, okay. The Baltimore Colts.
Okay, yeah.
The Baltimore Colts.
Yeah. Okay. They won Super Bowl V.
They won Super Bowl V.
That's right. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, because the Colts was right. It's just in Baltimore.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. Okay. Well, that's actually a good hint because I was kind of going to guess Baltimore Colts for the five, but since you've already told me that, okay. I won't do that. Okay. So
you just need Super Bowl IV.
And I got three chances.
Yeah.
Let's go with...
This was easier for you than I thought it was going to be.
I believe that the Packers played the Chiefs in maybe both of the first two Super Bowls. So let's say that the Chiefs won Super Bowl IV.
Yeah, you're right.
Ha ha.
You went 5-0.
See, I know football history.
Yeah, now the Packers did play. ESPN has it wrong. They're saying Green Bay beat Oakland for some reason, but the Kansas City lost the first two Super Bowls. But yeah, so it was Green Bay, the Jets, Kansas City, the Baltimore Colts.
Okay, well, I think I would struggle to get any farther than that, but.
Yeah, well, the Super Bowl VI was Dallas, so you were never going to guess that just because you don't want to.
Just for pride.
Exactly, yeah. That was probably Roger Staubach. Yeah, because that was 72, so that was Staubach. And then Miami won the next two. And then Pittsburgh won the next two.
And then, was that Terry Bradshaw at that time, or was he later than that?
Well, so that was 75, 76, and then they won again 79 and 80, so it must have been Terry Bradshaw.
Yeah.
And, like, Lynn Swann and all those guys.
Right. Okay. Cool. Well, nice to have one that I went through a little bit
quicker. 4-2 sounds a lot better than 5-1 for
it
you.
It does, yeah, it really does.
That's more even.
Yeah.
All right. Well, appreciate everybody listening. For finally remember to do this at the beginning, but if you haven't, feel free to drop a 5-star comment, subscribe, all that fun stuff. And we'll talk to you guys next week.